Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Tuesday, October the 19th, 2021, 15 minutes past the hour. And right before we went to break, we got our kerfluffle item. It was duct tape on the desk, green duct tape. Judy C. got that. Now, we have a question left over from last week that we do not have answered yet. We did all of these country music songs, and there's one that still has not been answered. It's Free and Easy. Out of all these songs, and I think there were about 20 of them, we don't have the person who performed that song. Does anybody know who performed the country song Free and Easy? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who performed the country song Free and Easy? Does anybody know who that was? It's interesting because of the 20 songs we have here, I think there are 20, we got the performer for every single song except this one. Who did Free and Easy? Who was the performer of that song? 740-383-9944. Country music trivia here. Do want to remind everybody that Voice of a People with Linda Sims will be on today for 10 p.m. till 5 p.m. And Adam the Computer Guy will be on from 2:10 p.m. until 3 p.m. Does anybody know who did the song Free and Easy? Country music song. Who was the performer? 740-383-9944. We have had so many country music songs in the last week, and we got every single performer. And in my opinion, some of these performers were a little obscure, but this one we cannot seem to get. Does anybody know who did the song Free and Easy? The country music song. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if you know who did Free and Easy. You know, this must not have been well, it's on this list, so I'm guessing it was a hugely popular song at some point, but why nobody remembers who sang it, I have no idea. Free and Easy. Who did that one? 740-383-9944. We've already got Judy C. in the competition this morning. Would love to get somebody else in there. Go ahead, caller.
I had to cheat and look it up because I got tired of nobody answering it. Is it Dierks Bentley?
It is Dierks Bentley. Now, isn't he popular in the country music realm?
I don't know. You have to ask my wife. She's the country music person.
Well, I'm shocked that out of all 20 of these, that's the only one nobody could get.
Yeah,
well, I guess that we'll have to look it up and listen to it to see why it's not getting the popularity. So there we go. We'll put Mary in. Free and Easy was Dierks Bentley. So we finally got that one knocked out of the way. Okay. And do want to remind people again that Eva Kalb is looking for Patsy Kreider or Mary Ann Boyd. They would have worked at Montgomery Ward here in Marion. If you know Patsy Kreider or Mary Ann Boyd, have them call Eva Kalb or Eva Lou at 740-499-2328. That's 740-499-2328. Patsy Kreider or Mary Ann Boyd. Or if anybody has any information on either one of them, you can call here, 740-383-9944. And hopefully, when Eva hears from these two, she'll let us know that they were located. So Eva, if you ever find them, let us know that they were located. Okay, so now we've got the country music trivia out of the way. We've got the kerfluffle out of the way this morning. So let's do something we have not done in quite a while, trivia-wise. I don't even know the last time this would have been done. Quite a while ago. Okay. Now, this is an interesting category. Now, remember, everything here is G-rated. I'm going to tell you that, because sometimes people like to slip things in that they clearly know will not be on the list. So everything's G-rated. Let's just start with that. Now, there are 9 answers. It's Family Feud, by the way, is what we're going to do here. 9 answers to this question. Okay? Not 9. Oh, if I could number correctly. It must be a Tuesday. 6. 6 answers to this question. Okay. Here's the question. Name a word you can use instead of woman. Okay? Name a word you can use instead of woman. Now, there are 6 answers to this. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A word you can use instead of woman. 6 of them here. Does anybody know what they are? 740-383-9944. A word you can use other than woman. Go ahead, caller.
A lady.
A lady. Number 1 answer on the list. We got it. Thanks, Phyllis.
Bye-bye.
Number 1 answer on the list was lady. A word you can use instead of woman. That is the category this morning. A word you can use instead of woman. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Female.
Female. Number 3 on the list. You got it.
Cool.
Thank you. We've got Phyllis and Sarah in, and Mary and Judy C. left over from earlier competitions this morning. So we've got 2. Name a word you can use instead of woman. Number 1 was lady. Number 3 is female. There are still 4 answers left on the list. Go ahead, caller.
How about broad?
Broad, yes. Number 5 on the list. Who are we putting in today?
Put Marion.
Marion again. Okay. Broad was number 5. Thank you. Broad, number 5 on the list. So still 3 answers left. We've got half of them here. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
How about a chick?
A chick, number 4 on the list. Chick shows up. Thank you, Judy. Chick was number 4 on the list. Kind of like Chick-fil-A, I guess. 2 answers left. What are they? Go ahead, caller.
A girl.
A girl. Number 2 on the list. All right, got it. Thanks, Phyllis.
Okay.
A girl, number 2 on the list. 1 answer left now. A word you can use instead of woman. Go ahead, caller.
How about a gal or a female?
Gal, number 6 on the list.
Thanks.
We got it. Got you in, Charlene. Thank you. All right. Well, that's the end of that category. Name a word you can use instead of woman, lady, girl, female, chick, broad, and gal. Those were the answers. Go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost the call. But we've got Judy C., Mary, Phyllis, Sarah, and Charlene in this morning. Okay, next category here. We'll just keep on rolling along this morning. Okay, name something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. 6 answers here as well. That's an interesting question. Name something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. 740-383-9944. Complicated question. Go ahead, caller.
Snow.
Well, bad weather, tornado, that's kind of all grouped together, I guess. Who are we putting in?
Put Marianne again.
Marianne again. All right. Hope Mary's listening this morning. Thank you.
Mm.
All right. Yes. All bad weather is grouped together. Tornadoes, all of that, seem to be together here. So we've taken care of bad weather. So name something that you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Rain.
Well, I think rain falls into bad weather.
Yeah, it could be. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. I think rain falls into the bad weather category. All bad weather has been taken care of. Name something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. All righty, here comes a guest. Go ahead, caller.
How about a snake?
A snake? Let's see here. No snake on the list. No snake on the list. Something you would see outside that would make you want to stay inside. Okay, go ahead, caller.
A dog.
A dog. No dog on the list.
Okay.
No dog on the list. Something you would see outside that would make you want to stay inside. Go ahead, caller.
Bill collector?
Bill collectors. No bill collectors on the list.
Okay.
No bill collectors on the list. Something you would see outside that would make you want to stay inside. Go ahead, caller.
How about police?
The police. No police on the list. Police are not registering on the list. This is a very interesting category, honestly. Something you would see outside that would make you want to stay inside. Go ahead, caller.
How about a skunk?
A skunk? No skunk on the list.
Ah.
Skunk does not show up on the list. Something you would see outside that would make you want to stay inside. That's the category. 27 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Solicitors.
Solicitors. No solicitors on the list. No solicitors on the list today. Something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. What would that be? All right, here comes another guess. Go ahead, caller.
How about a fire or a burglar?
A fire. Yes, fire is number 5 on the list. So we got fire. All right, Judy C. clocks in with fire. That showed up on the list at number 5. So we've got bad weather and a fire. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Bee.
A bee. No bees on the list.
Okay.
No bees on the list today. Name something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. Go ahead, caller.
I forget what I was going to say.
On the tip of your tongue.
Yeah. No, I can't think of it now.
Duct tape.
No, not duct tape.
Not green duct tape.
How about your neighbor?
Your neighbor. Let's see here. Neighbor not on the list. Good guess, though. Depends on who your neighbors are, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Name something that you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. Okay, go ahead, caller.
How about a fight?
A fight. No fights on the list.
Okay.
No fights on the list today. Name something you would see outside that would make you want to stay inside. That is the question. 740-383-9944. We've got bad weather and a fire. Go ahead, caller.
One of your relatives.
Well, I can certainly sympathize with that. It's not on the list, but a good guess.
Hey.
One of your relatives, not on the list. Something you would see outside that would make you want to stay inside. Now we've got bad weather and a fire. Those both show up on the list. Okie dokie. Here comes another guess. Go ahead, caller.
How about a bear?
A bear. Yes, bear is number two on the list. We got it, Bob. Thank you. Bob sneaks in there with a bear. You definitely do not want to see a bear outside. Number two on the list. 31 minutes past the hour here. What's something that you would not want, if you saw it outside, you would not want to go outside? Basically, that's the question here. Something that if you saw it outside, you would want to stay inside. 740-383-9944. We've got bad weather, a bear, fire. Still three answers left here. What are they? All righty, go ahead, caller.
How about an alligator?
No alligators on the list. I'll tell you here, I think all the other animals are probably grouped in with bear. So no more animals on the list today. We've got all the animals and we've got all the bad weather. Go ahead, caller.
Somebody who's sick.
Somebody who's sick. Well, this day and age, that's certainly true. Not on this list, though. Not somebody who's sick. So we've got bad weather. We've got animals. We've got fire. What are the other three answers here? Go ahead, caller.
No ferocious dog.
Well, I think that's probably with the bear and the animals.
Okay.
Yeah, I think all the animals have kind of fallen together there in number two with the bear, because I don't see any other animals on the list. So we've got bad weather, animals, fire, smoke. Go ahead, caller.
What about a window peeker?
A window? Well, yeah, you don't want that. Not on the list, though. No window peeker. What do they call it? Peeping Toms? Is that what it is? 740-383-9944. Name something you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. This is the question. Go ahead, caller.
How about a robbery or a house explosion?
No robbery or house explosion. No robbery or house explosion on this list. Something that if you saw it outside would make you want to stay inside. 740-383-9944, 33 minutes past the hour here. Three answers left to go. Now, okay, I'm going to give you a hint because some of these are a little difficult. Think Halloween. You know, we're heading into the Halloween season here. Kind of think of Halloween when it comes to these. Something that if you saw it outside would make you want to stay inside. Go ahead, caller.
What about a witch?
Not a witch, but a good guess. Not a witch. Something that if you saw it outside would make you want to stay inside. 34 minutes past the hour here. Go ahead, caller.
Trick-or-treaters.
Not a trick-or-treater. Not a trick-or-treater. Something that if you saw it outside would make you want to stay inside. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Hey, what about a hearse or an ambulance?
No hearse or ambulance. No hearse or ambulance on the list. But these are kind of Halloween-ish answers. I promise you that. Go ahead, caller.
A monster.
Not a monster. Not exactly a monster. I guess A kind of monster, maybe. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
How about a ghost?
Not a ghost.
Or a werewolf.
Not a werewolf. Not a ghost or a werewolf, but we're in that sort of vein when it comes to this. Something that you see outside that would make you want to stay inside. Go ahead, caller.
A bat?
Not a bat. Not a bat. And no animals left on the list. I think animals all were wrapped up in the bear there. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
A vampire.
Not a vampire. Not a vampire, but that's getting very close to what the correct answer is. Not a vampire, but that's pretty close. All right, what do we got coming here? Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Hello? Oh, give us a buzz back. Maybe a bad connection there. Something that if you saw it outside would make you want to stay inside. 740-383-9944. What would it be? All right, here comes the guess. Go ahead, caller.
What about the guy who carries the axe or the chainsaw?
No, not him, but good guesses. 740-383-9944. Okay, here comes another one. Go ahead, caller.
Mosquitoes.
No mosquitoes. No mosquitoes on the list. You know, I don't know if mosquito would fall into the animal category or not. It's hard to tell. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
A clown?
No clowns.
Okay.
No clowns on the list today. Something that if you saw it outside would make you want to stay inside. 740-383-9944, 37 minutes past the hour here. We've got bad weather, animals, fire, and three other answers to go. Go ahead, caller.
37 minutes past the hour here.
Are you there, caller?
Yeah, how about skeletons?
No skeletons. That's a good guess. That's a good Halloween guess. No skeletons on the list. 740-383-9944. Something that if you saw it outside, it would make you want to stay inside. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Someone with a gun or a knife?
No people with guns or knives. No people with guns or knives on the list. Something, if you saw it outside, would make you want to stay inside. Three answers left here. The three we have are bad weather, animals, and fire slash smoke. But three answers left. And two of these answers really do have to do with Halloween. They're Halloweenish ideas. Not necessarily commonplace things. Something, if you saw it outside, would make you want to stay inside. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the three remaining answers here? 38 coming up on 39. Minutes past the hour here at WWGH Radio Time. Alrighty, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
How about trick-or-treaters?
No trick-or-treaters on the list.
Thanks.
Trick-or-treaters do not show up on the list today. Something, if you saw it outside, would make you stay inside. And two of the answers are probably more in the Halloween theme than anything else. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what these three answers are? Got Judy C. in today, Mary, Phyllis, Sarah, Charlene, Bob, all in the competition today. Three answers left to go here. Let's, is there some kind of guess I could give you here? I'm trying to think of a clue, but it's kind of a giveaway. Go ahead, caller.
What about a Freddy Krueger?
Not a Freddy Krueger, but that's a good guess. You don't want to see Freddy Krueger outside your door at any time. Now, one of the, we've went through all these things like Freddy Krueger and skeleton and witch and all that. It's something like that. It's a kind of a Halloweenish thing. Does anybody know what it is? It's probably the most popular Halloweenish thing in this day and age. Probably more people dress up on Halloween as this than ghost or Dracula or any of that. What do you think it might be? All right, go ahead, caller.
How about a vampire?
Not a vampire. Not a vampire. What might it be? 41 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Not a vampire. Okay, back to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Michael Myers?
Not Michael Myers. Good guess, though. Not Michael Myers. I believe he was Jason. Who, what is this thing that people probably dress up more now than ever before? Go ahead, caller.
Not a werewolf.
Not a werewolf. Not a werewolf, although it is very popular now. 740-383-9944. Something that if you saw it outside would make you stay inside. And it's a Halloween type of character. And again, probably more popular now than any other time in the history of this thing. Go ahead, caller.
What about a headless person?
Well, you wouldn't want to see that outside, but no, not a headless person. The old Ichabod Crane story, the headless horseman. That's a great, great story. You don't see that so much anymore. All right, here comes another call. Let's see if this is right. Go ahead, caller.
A zombie?
That's it. A zombie. They seem to be very popular these days.
The Walking Dead.
Yeah, I think The Walking Dead put that right on the map. Thanks, Trish.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Trish gets in with zombie. Yes, a zombie is something you would not want to see. Now, the other Halloweenish idea here is an event. We call it an event. Well, we don't... It is an event. You wouldn't call it an event. But it's something you wouldn't want to see if you were outside. 740-383-9944. If you saw this outside, you would want to stay inside. So far, Trish and Bob and Judy C. and Mary and Phyllis. You know, oh, there's a honk. Somebody passing by. Hello to whoever that was out there listening. You know what? I'm going to do the drawing right now because we got a guest coming up here in about a minute and a half. So let's do the drawing. And again, you can pick those tickets up between 4 and 5 p.m. Monday through Wednesday between 4 and 5 p.m. Okay, today's winner, and we'll finish this category at a later date. Today's winner, and it's a pair of tickets to the Wilds. Today's winner is, let's shuffle these up good. It is, let's see here, Judy C. Judy C., you got a pair of tickets to the Wilds up here at WWGH Radio, and you can pick those up Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday between 4 and 5 p.m. Go ahead, caller. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
I was calling the radio station?
Yes, you're on.
Okay. I was thinking UFO people.
Oh, USO. That's a good guess. Not on the list, but a good guess.
I was saying UFO. If a alien.
Oh, UFO.
Yes.
Yeah, good guess. Not on the list, though.
Oh, okay.
I thought they said USO. No. Not USO, UFO. You know, and it's one of those things, again, where you say, why would somebody be scared of the USO people? UFO. Okay, we got a guest coming up here. But Judy C., the Wilds tickets will be here. And remember, prize pickup time here at the station is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, between 4 and 5 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, between 4 and 5 p.m. So you won't want to miss that. And we should have a guest coming up here momentarily on the show, which will be a lot of fun here on WWGH Radio. Okay. And as we continue on this morning, we want to let people know that one of the iconic bands of all time, the Oak Ridge Boys, will be performing right here in our area in Lima, Ohio, just about an hour up the road, this coming Sunday. What a great thing to do on a Sunday night. Sunday, October the 24th. At the Vets Memorial Civic and Convention Center in Lima, Ohio at 7:30 p.m. That's the Oak Ridge Boys. Again, this coming Sunday, October 24th, at the Vets Memorial Civic and Convention Center in Lima, Ohio. And what a pleasure it is for the remaining 15 minutes today on this program to be joined by one of the members of this iconic group, Richard Sturban. Richard, how are you?
Well, I am doing just fine, and it's certainly a pleasure to be on your show this morning and talk to all your fine listeners out there.
Thank you, Richard. And, of course, I think people can tell by the voice, you are the bass for the group.
You are right. I'm the guy with the low voice. You know, I'm Mr. Giddy-up, oom-papa, mau-mau. That's me.
In the song Elvira, when you do that, well, how did that come about, first of all? Was that in the written song?
Yes, it was. The song was written by a friend of ours. He's actually a neighbor of ours, Dallas Frazier. And as you probably know, this year we are celebrating the 40th anniversary of Elvira, which is hard to believe. But Elvira is even older than 40. It's our version of Elvira that's 40 years old. Dallas Frazier wrote the song 17 years before we recorded it. And it's kind of an interesting story. You know, he was driving home from a recording session in Nashville with his producer, and he came across a street sign that said Elvira Street. And he saw that street sign and immediately pulled over. And he started, took an envelope or a piece of paper or something out and wrote down, Elvira, Elvira, my heart's on fire for Elvira. And he was inspired to write that by the street sign. You know, now I have never written a song myself, you know, but I've talked to enough songwriters that they will tell you, you never know where the inspiration sometimes is going to come to write a song. In the case of Elvira, it came from a street sign. Now he tells the story. He wrote he wrote Elvira, my heart's on fire. But then he wrote the giddy up, oom papa, mau mau part. This is going to kind of answer your question. The way he tells the story, he said the oom papa, mau mau part either imitates or mimics the bumps on the road. He said Elvira Street evidently had a lot of potholes, or as they say down here in Tennessee, chug holes, and so he said that actually, you know, he mimicked the bumps on the road. So I think people don't realize. Now, once he got home that day, then he completed the song, and I know wrote verses about a woman, so the song would make a lot more sense and be a complete song. But the original inspiration came from a street sign in East Nashville, Tennessee. And the own papa mau mau parts are the bumps on the road.
that is a great story. I have never heard that.
And then to further go on, to complete the story. Once we got into it, Dallas Frazier wrote it into the song, but on his record and his version, it was not a bass singer doing the part. When we got into the recording studio the day we were recording it, our producer, Ron Chansey, who produced most of our big hits back in those days, Ron was a great, great, great song man, and it was his idea for me to do the Papa Mau Mau part in the recording session. So basically what I did, I just took that simple line, and I have no idea what it means, but anyway, I just took it, and I adapted it to my way of doing things, you know, and I guess it turned out okay, because it's probably one of the more well-known bass lines in all of the music business.
Okay.
And even today, 40 years later, you know, when we do that song in person, people still go crazy out there in the audience. And when I get to the Papa Mau Mau part, it's fun for me to look out into the audience and see most of the men in the audience trying to sing the Papa Mau Mau part together along with me. I always get a kick out of that.
It's a tremendous story. You know, Richard, 40 years this song's been around. It has a life of its own. They play it at baseball games. You guys are still performing it. It's still on the radio from time to time, 40 years later. What is it about that song? That song has a life of its own.
It is a special song. To this very day, is one of the largest selling single records to ever be recorded here in Nashville. And, you know, I'll never forget the first time we performed it in person. We were in Spokane, Washington, and we just kind of stuck it in the middle of the show. We had a brand new album coming out. We wanted to try out some of the new music, including Elvira. And when we did Elvira, the audience went crazy. They were cheering and screaming, and then the applause would not die down after the so we had to encore it two or three times right in the middle of the show, and then we added it again at the end of the show, and we had to encore it again at the end. You know, so I think we realized that day when the first time we did it in person that yes, we had something very special on our hands, you know, and we were doing a little bit of a West Coast swing, and on that West Coast swing, every night, we got a very similar reaction. So we called up our record label and said, you know, we've got to get this thing out. We've got something special in our hands. And it is a special song. You know, there's something about Elvira. It's hard to describe, but you cannot listen to Elvira without smiling. You know, it makes you happy. You know, even to this day, 40 years later, we just hit the intro to that song, and the people in the audience stand up. They start dancing, you know, singing along, having a big time. So, you know, so however long it takes to perform Elvira, for about 3 minutes maybe, you know, it's just something special about it. It makes you smile. It makes you have fun. It makes you forget about your worries and your cares. And I think that's what makes it a special song. You know, so, like I say, it's our signature song, and you can count on the fact that when we come to Lima, yes, you're going to hear me do giddy up, Papa Mau Mau.
Well, that's worth the price of admission right there to come on over to Lima, without question. Richard, I wanted to ask you, you know, the Oak Ridge Boys have continued to tour all these many years, but what has it been like during this pandemic now to get back out on the road?
You know, the pandemic was a very difficult period of time, not just for the Oak Ridge Boys, but for the whole music business, and not just the music business. It was pretty much everyone in every walk of life. We've all been affected by this thing. We were out of work. We were totally shut down, you know, for well over a year. And what we loved doing was actually taken away from us. And we were not really very happy about that, you know. But we're really thankful now that we're able to go back out and perform again. And you can tell there is a difference. You can tell that people are wanting to get out again. You can tell that people are wanting to hear live music again. And that makes us feel so good. You know, we're seeing great crowds wherever we go now. We're now able to do what it is that we love doing. And we feel like music is very healing. We feel like we can help people with our music. And we're able to do that again. And that makes us feel so good. It really does. And so when you see the four Oak Ridge Boys on the stage in Lima, Ohio, you're going to see four guys that are chomping at the bits to get out there because we're once again able to do what it is that we love doing. And we plan to have a great time that night. So we want to encourage people to come on out and spend some time with the Oak Ridge Boys.
Absolutely. We're chatting with Richard Sturban here, a legendary member of the legendary group, the Oak Ridge Boys. And again, they will be performing just an hour up the road here this coming Sunday, October 24th, Vets Memorial Civic and Convention Center in Lima, Ohio. Don't call it Lima, Lima, Ohio, at 7:30 p.m. A great time, great Sunday evening activity to do. And remember, it is this coming Sunday, October the 24th. Now, Richard, you worked with Elvis Presley. Tell us your favorite memory of the King of Music.
Well, you know, for about 2 years prior to joining the Oak Ridge Boys, I sang in a group called J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet. And for about a year and a half, I was able to sing with the King of Rock and Roll. I sang with Elvis. And you know, back then, Elvis was the biggest star in the world. There's no doubt about it. His tour was the biggest tour in the music business. And it was so exciting, you know, to be a part of it. I have some very fond memories of the times I spent with Elvis. You know, I got to know Elvis just a little bit, and it really was a special time. Like I say, it was only about a year and a half of my life, but now many years have passed, and I look back on that. I'm so, you know, honored that I was able to experience that. And you know, so many things stick out of my mind. I have to say, one thing that sticks out of my mind is the first time I ever met Elvis. You know, I remember being with J.D. Sumner and the Stamps Quartet, and when we acquired the Elvis called J.D. Sumner up because they were friends, you know, both from being from Memphis. Elvis wanted to hire a new backup group. He hired J.D. and the Stamps, and I remember it involved us having to go to Minneapolis, Minnesota to start the tour and to have rehearsals. And I remember the first day of rehearsals, going to the appointed place where it was in a ballroom in a hotel there in Minneapolis. And we got there, and there was no Elvis. He was not there. The TCB band was there, you know, Elvis's band. And, oh, and by the way, a side note, I might add, I was very sad just 2 days ago to hear the passing of Ronnie Tutt, Elvis's drummer, you know, from the TCB band. He was really a special guy. But anyway, that day, we were there, hanging out with them. The Sweet Inspirations were there. We got to know them some. But there was no Elvis. And time went by, and there was still no Elvis. You know, and I remember some of them saying, you know, Elvis is normally fashionably late, but this day was something special. It was really long. But to try to make this long story short, we heard this commotion coming down the hall. And sure enough, the door of the rehearsal hall opened, and in came Elvis with his little entourage of bodyguards. And I remember when he walked through the door, my jaw dropped. It was like unbelievable. You know, up to that point in my life, I was an Elvis fan, but I was kind of a casual Elvis fan. But when he walked through the door, wow, you could almost feel him walking into the room. He was such a special person. He really was. You know, and I realized then why this guy is the biggest star in the world. He has something, he had a magnetism or a charisma about him that you know, I've never seen before in my life. And he came over to all of us in the Stamps Quartet, you know, he hugged our necks and called us all by our first names and welcomed us, you know, into his organization. That first experience, that first encounter with Elvis is something that I will never forget. It was really pretty special.
I can imagine. We have about 90 seconds left here with Richard Sturban, and again, the Oak Ridge Boys, this coming Sunday, October 24th, will be at the Vets Memorial Civic and Convention Center, Lima, Ohio. Again, this Sunday, 7:30 p.m., October 24th. With about a minute left here to go, Richard, how long do you see going? The Oak Ridge Boys have been out there forever. How long do you plan to keep on keeping on?
Well, to answer your question, we do not plan to retire anytime soon. You know, I think also we have to be realistic. You know, we're not kids any longer. So we know nothing lasts forever in this life, including us. You know, but as long, I think the key to our future, I think, is our health. You know, as long as the good Lord above will keep, you know, blessing the four Oak Ridge boys with good health, you're going to see us out here doing it, because this is really, really what we love doing.
Richard, with 30 seconds left to go, can you give us the line to sign us off for today?
Okay, I'll be glad to do it. And let me tell you again, you can count on the fact you're going to hear this live Sunday night in Lima. Not Lima, Lima. All right. Giddy-up, boom, bop, boom, bop, bow, bow.
The legendary Richard Sturban, Sunday night, Lima, Ohio, the Oak Ridge Boys, 7:30 p.m., Vets Memorial Civic and Convention Center. Richard, I could talk to you for a whole lot longer. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
And you can probably tell I could talk for a while longer, too.
Thank you, Richard.
Right. Bye now. Enjoyed it.
Bye-bye. Richard Sturban, legendary member of the Oak Ridge Boys, and for this day, we're heading for the dugout.
How you have all this audio?
Oh, you're impressed by this.
Well, what do? Just tape the shows as they go? But you're going back 10 years now, or maybe longer in certain cases.
Charles, when you were on...